Engineer competition and more. For more, go to NorthDakotaWinterShow.com. 86th Annual North Dakota Winter Show in Valley City, March 4th through 12th.
Energy-efficient technologies have the power to connect us all, so we can save and make choices that are smart, like choosing Energy Star appliances, LED lighting, and smart home technologies. Otter Tail Power Company is here to help. Go to otpco.com/smartenergy to learn all the ways you can make a difference. Because with energy-efficient technologies, we can connect to a better, smarter home.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Here we are again at 9:07. Sun is shining here, 18 degrees. Tuesday, our talk around Tuesday, and we always start our talk around talking real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty in studio with me this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So I see Sherry and Arnold Palmer over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Down south to golf, you lucky dog.
Yeah,
I'm a little envious, I got to tell you.
It was nice down there for this last week, that's for sure.
So what's it like coming back? Do you just kind of, you know...
Well, you know, it's amazing how fast you can get someplace in this world today with jets, you know. I mean, you leave 75 degrees and, you know, 4 hours later you're back in 17 degrees and reality's back. But you know what? It's okay. It's the way it goes.
All right. Well, Sherry, I've got good news for you.
Okay.
Because I thought I'm gonna wait for you to get here to relay this to you. March 12th. Get that on your calendar.
Okay.
That's when we spring forward.
Perfect.
By the way, and you're the first person I brought it up to.
Yay.
Now I'm not going to shut up about it between now and March 12th.
Well, I feel honored.
For some reason, I don't know why, just getting through this winter is very important to me, but we're
me
getting
too.
There. We're getting there. All right, Steve, you're our numbers guy. Tell us about how do the numbers look?
Well, they're hanging tight where they're at right now. The Feds went up, you know, 0.25% last week, and so what that tells me is it may not jump the rates, I don't think, at this point so much as it will not let them go down either.
Okay.
You know, as they keep jumping like that at 0.25%, it's not as bad as 0.75%, but it still has an effect on how soon are they going to come back down.
So housing market locally with Action Realty, we'll get to that before we get to our question of the day. How's it looking now that we're into February and kind of that slow part of the year?
You know, winter is always slow, but we're, you know, anticipating that, you know, it's definitely going to pick up. Hopefully we're going to have some more inventory. Hopefully interest rates work, you know, in our favor. But, you know, a lot of people call and say, you know, I don't want to list my home yet. I want to wait till spring. But what we remind them is it usually takes 45 to 60 days to close, you know, plus we do our market analysis and any improvements or whatever that needs to happen on a home. So, I mean, we're already looking into the spring market if they list their house now. So
has it always typically taken that long to close, or has it, you know, was it shorter years ago?
You know, I think generally speaking, it's been that amount of time. There are, you know, situations where there's a cash buyer and they can close usually within 30 days. So it just depends on the situation.
Well, that brings me to my question of the day, too. And this might be easy for you to answer, or it might make you cringe, too. As far as real estate and realtors, too, when you set your commission, you know, when you buy someone selling a home and your commission set, does that commission, is that ever variable? Can that be adjusted, or is it pretty much the same all the way across the board? How does that work?
Commissions are completely negotiable.
Okay.
You know, we cannot set a number. It's negotiated. You know, and there are times in the process of a sale that you need to adjust that maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
It's different situations that require creative thoughts.
Are commissions is that a complicated process in the world of real estate? I know how it works in advertising and marketing, but is real estate any different?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, one thing, it's illegal. Well, it's not supposed to happen, let's say. You know, another real estate company is not supposed to quote for another real estate company. That is a big fat no-no.
Does that ever happen?
Well, I have to assume it does. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm not supposed to go out there and say that Century 21 or Hammer or Miller at a certain rate, because it is a negotiable thing. And that's a no-no for realtors to make those kinds of comments, because that's between you and your real estate agent.
Well, I could see where that would be kind of a slippery slope.
It is, and one that can, in a roundabout way, get you in trouble, too.
Right, right.
So you got to be careful with those kinds of things. But, you know, like Sherry said, you know, sometimes you get an offer that's getting close and nobody's budging, and you know, sometimes you may sit down and negotiate it at that point to try to help things get through, you know.
All right.
So, yes.
Hey, one thing we haven't covered in quite a while, too, and we'll get back to it, too. You are always looking to bring people on. If people want to learn the ins and outs of real estate, can I call them internships? Is that what's available?
You know, absolutely. I suppose you could call it that. But we would love to have, you know, anybody that's interested in real estate, give us a call. You know, let's set up a time to meet and go through the ins and outs of real estate. And, you know, we can do a job shadow. That'd be awesome.
Now, two things, too. We're chatty today. Still doing the veterans thing?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and that's going to continue on. Again, I've got it on the promo sheet, so we are
Perfect.
Talking about that.
Thank you.
But how's the response been to that? You've been doing okay?
It has been doing okay. It slowed down a little bit now the last few days, but, you know, we're still out there, you know, asking for those donations for our veterans. You know, we feel strongly about this. We feel the veterans have done their part, and it's time for us to do our part for them.
And we're talking some toiletries, too, and we're talking clothing, anything that people would care to donate.
Exactly. Games, any kind of personal care items, socks, clothes, you name it.
Fantastic. And this is for the veterans' homes in Lisbon and the veterans' home in Fergus Falls, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Got a lot of veterans. I mean, are those places typically pretty full?
You know, I think they are, and such nice facilities. So
right.
I'm glad that they can have a home like that.
And you've got something else going on through Valentine's Day.
We do. Valentine's Day is sneaking up. Shanna from Cece's Floral is going to be in on Monday and Tuesday from 9 to 6 for all your fresh flower needs and your other Valentine's Day gifts. So give her a call, and you can pre-order. If you pre-order, you'll have free delivery.
Fantastic. And I like getting up in the morning, looking across the street, and there's red lights glowing over there at Action Realty.
That's right.
That's awesome. So, Steve, how was the golf game?
It needs work.
Well, spring's coming, my friend.
I hope so.
March 12th. Sherry, write that down. That's when we spring forward.
I'm ready.
I'm excited about it. Great to have you two in here, as always, as it is each and every Tuesday. This will be up in podcast, too, later on this afternoon, folks, if you want to go back and listen to it again. But again, get those things for the veterans' homes. They can bring those in Monday through Friday, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
And what are your hours?
Generally 9 to 5. You know, but we could also pick up those items too. So if they just give us a call down at Action, 642-4700. You know, I can arrange to pick those items up as well.
Steve and Sherry, great to have you in here this morning. As always, talking real estate on a Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Didn't see, but if you're really going out,